This is St. Louis Public Radio. If you live in St. Louis or St. Louis County, chances are high that a Democrat represents you in the Missouri House. But that job has gotten harder as the Democrats slipped farther and farther into the minority. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum examines if there's a path upward for House Democrats.
Rochelle Walton Gray spent the past 8 years representing a swath of St. Louis County in the Missouri House. When she arrived in 2009, she was part of a roughly 70-person caucus that could occasionally impact major legislation. As she stood near the edge of the House chamber in the final days of her legislative tenure, Walton Gray morosely described a waning Democratic influence. Democratic members can't pass a lot of bills, their ability to shape legislation has greatly diminished, and most worrying of all, there's no obvious pathway to make things better.
If we don't change the numbers, and heaven forbid if it goes any further the other direction, there's just no coming back.
Democrats fill just 45 of the House's 163 seats, a striking number for a party that controls most of Missouri's statewide offices. Things are so dire right now that Republicans can easily override a veto without any Democratic help, one of the few leverage points in the House minority's toolkit. The Democratic caucus's geographic reach has also constricted. It wasn't too long ago the party held seats all across outstate Missouri. Today, the party's membership is primarily relegated to the St. Louis and Kansas City area, which Representative Tracy McCreary of Olivette says creates problems for the state's urban centers.
One of my big frustrations as someone who represents a large portion of St. Louis County is that we do a lot of things here in the Missouri House that actually can be harmful to what I consider to be Missouri's economic engine, and I at times feel outright hostility towards the St. Louis region, so that does provide challenges.
How did things get so bad here? One reason is that people and interest groups that fund campaigns typically send money to the majority party in the House, which can put Democrats in tight races at a big disadvantage. Others contend the National Democratic Party's leftward tilt on gun control and abortion hurts state legislative candidates. But perhaps the biggest problem is candidate recruitment. Even in traditionally Democratic places like Northeast Missouri or Jefferson County, Republicans are running unopposed. State Representative Jeremy LaFavor of Kansas City says it's not an easy proposition to get people to vie for seats.
Leave what you have, maybe a good job or, you know, your farm's going well or something, and come to the legislature where you get to make fiery speeches on the floor on occasion. On their side, they get to go to these folks and say, hey, check this out. In a couple of years, you could be chairman or vice chairman. And then, you know, in 8 years, who knows, maybe you could be the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
It's clear that the situation is pretty grim for House Democrats. But that doesn't mean things are completely hopeless. For one thing, GOP House Speaker Todd Richardson says he's given Democrats a fair shake in his chamber, and he can probably relate to their plight. The Poplar Bluff Republican's father, Mark Richardson, served in the House when Republicans were in the minority.
Obviously, we're in a position to control the agenda, but on those things that we can work together on, and they do exist, I was proud to be able to work with them, and they had meaningful contributions on a lot of things we did.
A tangible way for savvy Democratic legislators to get things done is by attaching amendments to bills. Another is having Republicans carry Democratic legislation. State Representative Mike Colonna of St. Louis says if Democrats are okay with giving somebody else credit, they can make an impact.
You can find allies in the Republican majority that you can go to and pitch your issue to. And, you know, believe it or not, there are a lot of folks that agree with a lot of things that we want to do.
Some Democrats hope Donald Trump's place on the presidential ballot can help state representative candidates. But even if the party wins seats this year, it could be a few election cycles before their numbers in the House dramatically improve. And that means Democratic lawmakers will have to get a little creative to get their issues across the finish line. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.